Well, David, it's a replay for your side and a draw, but maybe you should have won that game?
On the balance and on the reflection, I don't think anyone would deny us, you know, taking the game. We certainly took the game to them first half, and you know, we set off on an incredible tempo and relentless at times. I think Hallam's had six or seven shots first half and looked menacing all night. That lifted lifted Vaughan and give Vaughan you know, that performance that we require. But right throughout the team, you know, Neil Dan's performance, real front foot performance. I thought Anthony Kane, Tom Saws backed it all up. You know, with Steele and the two, Tutty and Jacob Mellis in midfield, just completely dominated the game first half. Second half, we had to weather a storm. We knew they'd come at us, and you know, we had to get to that 25 minutes mark. Second half, the first goal, we've made a bad decision. We've stepped up too early. It looked like it was offside, but it wasn't. I've seen it. It's a good run by the kid. And you know, we could stay with him at that moment. We didn't. And if we see that one off, the first goal, you know, I think we hang on to a fantastic win. But you know, we've got the replay, and we're still fighting in the hat, and that was key today.
Yeah, it was just that crazy 6 or 7 minute spell just after the hour mark, wasn't it, that brought Wimbledon back into it? Because even after those two goals, you were the team pushing forward, and Hallam Hope could have won it late on.
Yeah, and you. What a way to go and finish off a fantastic day's work for Hallam. If he scores that third one, he's done everything right. Drove, looked powerful, drove into the box, shaped it well. And, you know, I'm gutted for him, really, because, you know, his performance probably deserved the hat-trick today. But, yeah, you know, the last 20 minutes, there was only one team looked like they were going to score. Got a ball wide, got crosses in. We looked dangerous, picked the wrong options at times, but certainly looked a real threatening team today.
Your bench today gives us an indication of where you're at with availability of players, because six names on it and they're all kids.
They are, you know, and that's the situation we're in at the moment. You know, we've gone out there to try and communicate with fans and supporters and let them know, you know, where the injury situation is and why it is such. And yeah, we've got some fantastic players that aren't available at the minute, and but you know, that's been over the last 4 to 5 weeks, we've been hit hard. I've got Zeli Ishmael now that, from the early intel we're getting, it could be six weeks out. So, you know, we are depleted, you know, but I've said to the boys, you know, you're never ever out of a fight until you draw your last breath, and they're certainly committing to the football club.
Games don't stop. Another cup game on Tuesday, and then back to the league on Saturday, and some tough encounters coming up.
Yeah, you know, it's a relentless league, League One, and it's one that you know, I know it's a cliche, but anyone can beat anyone. Scunthorpe are sort of running away with it at the minute. Sheffield United are really putting some consistent performances in, but everyone's had spells and everyone's had, you know, streaky form, and it's one of them leagues that. Certainly, you can get a run of games and you can win, you know, 3 or 4 games on the bounce to elevate you back up into you know, the playoff positions.
Is there any possibility of having any of the injured players back in the next coming games?
Over the next 2 weeks, they're out of the gym now, and they're doing in the mornings, they're doing more field based work, and they're doing, you know, the gym based work in the afternoon. So. We're getting them nearer to the training pitch and to us, to train with us. And yeah, we'll hopefully over the next 2 weeks have a couple of boys back with us, and you know, and then the squad will be competitive in depth again.